This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Good morning and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along here. We are here to remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business. Fine, how do you do?
How do you do?
Very, very well, thank you. Lots of stuff in the news. Can we get right to it?
You bet.
I think we should. It's time for Who Choose the News, the game show at the top of the hour where the news is questionable but often humorous, and the choice is all Angel's into it as to which the order in which we deliver.
All right, give me the headlines.
Extra witch in there. All right, so camping with Hooters. Yep. Animal signs that'll quack you up.
Okay.
Or the hidden danger of grilling out.
What was the first one?
The first one is camping with Hooters.
Yeah, get that out of the way.
What could go wrong?
Right.
I think we should put them front up and center. Colorado Cub Scout camp courts controversy with Hooters partnership.
Ooh.
Heard about this on Saturday over the weekend, and I'm surprised it took this long to get to the mainstream news, but here it is. In Denver, some parents of Colorado Cub Scouts said they were outraged to discover Hooters.
I didn't realize that was in Denver.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right here. Outraged to discover that Hooters had sponsored a day camp and sent some of their waitresses to help out as volunteers. Michelle Kettleboro, whose 7-year-old son attended the 3-day Frontier District Day Camp at Odom Farm in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, said she was surprised when she arrived to pick up the boy at the end of the day and spotted young women dressed in attire from Hooters, a restaurant famed for its scantily clad female waitstaff. We interrupt this news report to describe the Hooters girls, because it's not what you think.
Okay, so I've been. So they wear these teeny little tops, lots of cleavage.
That's it.
Right?
None of that is happening on this day. These girls are wearing respectable shorts with, what do you call those?
Hoodies?
Zipper hoodies.
Like a zipper hoodie. Oh, sweatshirt.
Yep.
Okay.
And a T-shirt that goes to the neckline.
A crew neck. Okay.
Right? And a Hooters visor.
Okay.
They look like camp counselors, all of them.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, but they are from Hooters.
They are from Hooters,
and that's the issue. So they're not putting this out in front of the young boys.
Yes, but
right?
even the way that this article is written,
right,
is
because you said they were dressed in Hooters attire.
No, I said that it is a restaurant famed for its scantily clad female waitstaff.
But
they were wearing Hooters attire. They're wearing Hooters.
But when people hear Hooters attire,
I know, which is why I needed to say this, because I think that this is.
Yeah.
I'll let you make your own decisions on how this goes, but I think it's a case of overreaction, and so here it is.
Okay, well, let's hear it so we can decide.
So one mother says, I step back for a second and take a look, and like, are they wearing Hooters visors? Wait a minute. Marsha Korn, who's that lady, whose son also attended the day camp, echoed the concerns. It's just the philosophies of the two organizations are polar opposites, and I just don't think they should be together. If you know anything about the Hooters organization, you know that it is indeed, yes, it's got the truth of those scantily clad gals, but it's a family friendly environment, and their philosophies are not polar opposite. Just saying. Korn said that she voiced her concerns in an email to the Boy Scouts of America Area Council, was disappointed with the response. Here's their response. The restaurant assisted with the cost of putting on the camp, and through their community volunteering, several of their waitresses donated their time to help staff at the camp. Glad to hear your son had such a good time. She wasn't pleased with
that. She wasn't pleased with that?
No. The Boy Scouts then responded to the controversy in a statement. A restaurant extended its support to help make a local Cub Scout day camp possible and provided volunteers for the camp. The group of trained volunteers mistakenly wore the wrong attire. I think that's politically correct, trying to solve the problem with the fire going on with the moms. Their
had
attire
they not,
wasn't wrong.
Yeah, it had the name Hooters. Had they not been wearing the name Hooters.
7-year-olds or 8-year-olds have no association with that name brand or anything else. And these girls were dressed like camp counselors in very respectable clothing. I think it's an overreaction. One lady said, we love the Scouts. We think they made a very poor choice. And what I think would go a long way is some accountability.
You know, but it's one of those. It's this catch-22. Here you've got a restaurant, a business owner,
yes,
right, who want to give back to the community, right? We've got sponsorship dollars. We've got volunteers. We want to get involved. And people are going, well, no, because of the attire that you wear when you're in your restaurant. We don't want your help.
When you're in your restaurant.
Right.
And I get it.
And there are.
Point.
Like people will pick it. We have a couple
That's
of
right.
those restaurants here. People will pick it.
Yep.
And it is one of those that, that kind of, it crosses the line.
It can. Sensibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
It can. I just think it's a little bit of an overreaction. When you look at the photos, they got the little boy's face all blurred out because he's underage.
But those same parents are going to take their kids to the football game, and they're going to get their pictures taken with the cheerleaders.
Right.
And that's okay.
Right. Right. That's what we're talking about, folks. No overreaction there. You know, people used to get mad at me because I was a magician.
It's deceptive. Of the people being all up in arms and uproars, you know, because women are breastfeeding, right? And, you know, how, you know, they should be covered up and they shouldn't be doing that. And yet on billboards and, you know, banners and on television, you know, they're everywhere.
And we're not even talking about.
It's just a double standard.
It is a double standard, and it's not even the issue here, because the issue is nice young ladies went to camp and helped people out.
And volunteered and got yelled at.
Paid for your kids to go.
Right, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they could pay for the food. Just don't put the girls there is probably what they're saying.
And I'm sorry. I just think it's you said it, double standard. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's some animal signs that will quack you up, or the hidden danger of grilling out.
Grilling.
Let's get this out of the way right off the top. Very serious issue. Last winter, a team of doctors had to treat a 16-year-old girl who had a sharp pain in one spot of her abdomen. Although doctors suspected she swallowed something, they were surprised when they pulled out, get this, a wire bristle from a grill brush.
What?
You ever use those wire bristles to clean your grill?
To scrub your grill, sure.
We all
right?
do.
Yeah.
Well, 130 cases a year here in the United States of people who, you know, those bristles can become dislodged.
Sure.
And then you grill your burger on them, and they can attach to the meat.
To the food, and then you swallow it.
And it will cause perforations and damage.
I never thought of that.
Big, serious issue, folks. Bacteria is one thing, but the perforation of swallowing a metal object that's very sharp is another. Be very, very careful. When you do the brushing, after that, wipe it down with a cloth with oil so that you're getting the benefit of the oil on the grill.
And removing the
yeah.
bristles that could end up being lodged in your throat.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It's funny. Germaphobes will eat grilled food. And you ever see the grates of a grill?
Don't do that to them.
Okay. Let's talk about animal signs that will quack you up. One comedian posted a whole bunch of fake animal signs at the Los Angeles Zoo. Jeff Wyasaki shared photos to his Facebook page showing the various signs that pretended false yet comical animal facts. So you're walking along and you see the little ducks. Animal fact, if you give a tiny trombone to 76 ducklings, they will lead the most adorable parade you've ever seen. Funny to see some of the comments on this. Matthew Green says, this is not a faked fact. This is 100% true. Frank says, no facts are fake.
No facts are fake?
Correct. 87% of statistics are made up on the spot, says Laura.
Is that the number?
Well, Jeff wants to know if that's a fact.
Hmm.
Let's move on to the next one. Picture of a koala bear. America's first president, George Washington, was actually 9 koalas stacked on top of each other.
This is cute.
It's possible.
This is very cute. So he just kind of like papered.
And he posted these all. Oh, yeah, he teepeed the zoo.
Yeah.
With these facts.
Right.
Here's one of a white snowy owl, kind of like the one you see in Harry Potter. Animal fact. All barn owls think that the one line in the Friends theme song, "Owl, be there for you," don't tell them the truth. It would devastate them. Animal fact for penguins. Penguins appear to have tuxedos because they're slowly evolving into 1920s business tycoons. In 30 years, they'll have monocles. In 60 years, disdain for the poor. Yeah, all kinds of cool animal
facts. That's fun. That's super fun.
All right, we got to take a quick break. But when we come back, more positive business talk. You're listening to Angela and Eric on the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros. America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. You did. You made it home. You know, that's all we want to do is get back to the positive business talk, and here we are.
Right. Positive business talk every single morning to get you started right. And, of course, you know, we're here to help you grow your business because you want your company to last, right?
Sure.
Right? But here's the thing. According to our expert guest, many business leaders are actually undermining their firm's futures.
What?
Jim DeWald, he is a business school dean, also former CEO and entrepreneur. He's got a new book called Achieving Longevity. Contends that in their push for efficiency, leaders often strip away the resources needed for innovation. Moreover, they promote cultures that crush entrepreneurial thinking by focusing on short-term competitive advantage. He argues that the route to a firm's long-term survival lies in their ability to engage in corporate entrepreneurship. Jim DeWald, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Hey, Jim. Fantastic having you on the show. Let's start with this. You say that you wrote Achieving Longevity because you're afraid that business leaders have lost touch with the entrepreneurial spirit that is the driver, we agree, the driver of our economy here. What do you mean by that, and why do you think it's happened?
Well, I think what's very typical is firms will – well, there's a few factors that play into this. Firms will tend to look at the world and – sort of two stages. Stage one is you're a young entrepreneurial firm and you accept that there's risk and things can go wrong. You might make a mistake, but that's fine. We'll adjust for that. And that's all in the purpose of trying to get to what I call stage two, which is an established firm. You've got reliable customers. You've got product lines and things are moving along fine. The unfortunate thing is quite often complacency will set in there. And there'll be a thought that, you know, we're kind of bulletproof and we're in a good place and let's think about getting a corporate jet and maybe we should have a golf tournament. And ideas like that become more dominant in the C-suite. And there has been quite a bit of research that has shown that the biggest risk to an organization is actually being successful and out of that success, becoming complacent rather than always feeling on the edge of we've got to find the new best thing. We've got to be ahead of our competition. We've got to be entrepreneurial in mind and spirit.
Sure. And, you know, but here's John. That's what we think. You know, we're starting out. It's all, you know, we don't know what's happening. We don't know what to expect. We don't have any systems. We don't have any processes. And we think that we're growing up, right? We're maturing as a business. When we've got all these efficiencies, we've got the processes, you know, things have settled down. We know what to expect. It's not as flighty as it was in the beginning. And that's the goal. We think that that's the piece that we're shooting for. But you're saying that, nope, we've got to keep this corporate entrepreneurship, like the entrepreneurship in the beginning. I think we feel like we're in the toddler phase the whole time. Don't you see that?
Yeah, for sure. And let's layer on top of that the pressures, particularly for public companies, of quarterly returns. What have you done for me lately?
Right.
And the constant drive for efficiency. So if you don't have that ability to think outside the box and try new things and experiment, and you just drive down more and more for efficiency and a thinner, like I'll use the analogy of your own body. If you get too thin, it's great to be in shape. But if you've got absolutely no reserves, you get sick, you're in trouble.
Right. I know. I tell my mom,
same thing with the corporation.
Hold on to a little bit of the fat mom, because when you get sick, you're going to need that.
All right. So, Jim, let me ask you this. I know that I come from a creative background, and, you know, I used to be a professional illusionist. I illustrate things just by way of communication. Angel is not as creative, or at least by her own definition, probably would not say that she is as creative. And yet I think she's probably as creative or more so than I. You think it's poppycock to assign creative types that moniker. What can companies do to inspire idea generation within their works, regardless of where it comes?
Yeah, that's such a great question. And I'll draw on the experience of a business school. And we have a course where we actually start with, and this is 19-year-old young people, we have them do a strength finders test. So we find out what their strengths are. There's some creative people. There's some diligent people. There's conscientious people. There's, drivers. And we put them in groups because the mix is often what's really important. And we also mix gender and make it as diverse a group as possible. We find the groups of five. You throw them in a group with a problem, and with the tools of actually what's important more is listening than speaking, so that you make sure that everybody's ideas get on the table. And time and again, it's consistent. Voila, you get fantastic creativity and idea generation. Why? Because we actually all approach every problem from a completely unique perspective. And the secret to creativity and new opportunity development, I believe, is getting all those ideas on the table, building on one another in a positive process. You don't have to have just that one genius, a person who's in the, the glass bubble or whatever, and, okay, you got 3 minutes to come up with an idea. I think it's much more effective if you've got teams that are diverse working together on problems.
I love that.
All right. We're talking with Jim DeWald, a former CEO, entrepreneur, and business school dean, author of the book Achieving Longevity. It's not too late to create that entrepreneurial behavior into your business. Where do we follow you, Jim, and get a copy of Achieving Longevity?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Jim DeWald. Very creative. And also there's a website. So the book is published through the University of Toronto Press. So that's utppublishing.com. And so you can go there and search it. You can buy it on Amazon and on pretty much any of the online bookstores now.
Awesome. Okay, so one last tip for our listeners, just word of advice. If they feel like they're kind of stagnant in their growth, how can they turn things around today?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge that people feel is that it's too big a change. So if you're in a big organization in particular, just start with one unit. Just identify one small group, talk to the leader of that group, and give them a little bit of freedom to experiment. And it can become very contagious and spread through the whole organization and really change the power of your organization.
Well, I love it. And good conversation. Excellent. Jim DeWald, the book Achieving Longevity. Follow him on Twitter and then buy the book in your favorite local bookstore.
There you go, Jim.
Jim, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you very much. Real pleasure.
You betcha. All right, folks, this in the news today, and you want to be sure that you get ready for it because it's coming. Starbucks is upping their prices again.
Don't they do that pretty much every year?
For the last 3 years, every year in July, yes, they tend to increase their rates. Should we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every year. Let's just raise it.
In July?
Yeah.
Okay.
For my birthday.
Sounds great. Mm-hmm. Well, happy birthday, Angel. It's more expensive for our customers. Starbucks found itself refaced on Friday because they had to disclose the news of a 30-cent increase early. Sorry. Buckle up, folks. It's coming. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages. Eric and Angel on the Experience Pros Radio Show.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
No college degree and mid-career? Make a choice that can make a difference with the ITT Technical Institute near you. ITT Tech helps students develop skills and knowledge to pursue careers in promising fields. At ITT Tech, we offer programs of study including information technology, electronics technology, drafting and design, business, nursing, and the growing field of health sciences. To find out more about ITT Tech for yourself, just call 800-770-5440. That's 800-770-5440. Now, reduce the cost of education with the ITT Tech Opportunity Scholarship. We've always believed pursuing an education is a sound investment. And now, with the ITT Tech Scholarship, education could be in your future. 800-770-5440. Credits are not likely to transfer. For more information about all programs of study, occupations, on-time graduation rate, and median loan debt of students, placement rates, and other important info, please visit programinfo.itt-tech.edu. ITT Tech. Education for the future. 800-770-5440.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Please call 1-800-423-3054 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-423-3054. 1-800-423-3054. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-423-3054.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now, back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us. One of our favorite people in all the world is on the line with us, and I cannot wait to hear what she's got for us today.
Well, we get to talk to Sandy Corrigan every single Tuesday here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. She calls in every week with our words of wisdom.
Yes.
But you know, Sandy has a success story all of her own the real estate world. She is with the Corrigan Group. She's the principal owner and founder. She's a business leader, a coach, and a trainer in real estate consulting and sales. And they drive, and they're actually using their real estate business to provide clean water in third world countries and to attainable housing in South Metro Denver. We're pretty blessed to have Sandy with us. Sandy Corrigan, welcome to the show.
Hi, you two. How are you today?
Sandy, we're doing fantastic, and thank you for joining us. I feel like 2 days in a row, we're double blessed here.
Me too.
Well, so let's start our conversation with this. We hear that you're using real estate to provide clean water for third world countries. How do you do that? What does that mean?
Well, every transaction we do, well, let me back up. So several years ago, we went on a trip to Brazil and in very big cities and yet still ran into the problem of clean water. And so we came home. We were doing real estate at the time, and my husband got up like really early in the morning one morning and got a drink like many of us do and just realized he didn't even have to think about the water, because in Brazil, like, you couldn't brush your teeth with the water or take a shower
and
get water in the mouth because you could, you know, have some kind of parasite or some kind of, you know, disease in that water. So he couldn't go back to sleep that night, and he had been searching for how do we create a more meaningful life, a more significant life? And at that point, we began to talk and then put into practice that every real estate transaction we do, we take 5% of our profits and we build a water project. So I think we're doing our seventh one.
Wow.
We're in Ethiopia and India now. And so it's given us a new passion even for what we do. And it's really interesting because clients often tell us, it's just this little blurb in like our listing presentation or our buyer consultation. We don't make a big deal about it. And yet clients have had us stop on the page and tell them more about it because they love working with somebody that's, you know, doing things beyond just the transaction.
You know, and Cindy, we all want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. And we hear about the community, or, you know, we want to work with companies that are giving back in the community or doing something greater. Was it risky? Did you feel like, okay, at what point, Sandy, did you feel, now we want to tell them what we're doing? Like, you've been doing it. Were you nervous about it? Were you worried about how it was going to be received?
Yes, because both of us have a history in nonprofit and asking for money and raising support for things, so we just didn't want to go there at all. And yet a really good friend of ours challenged us, especially Tom, one day, and we were actually thinking of getting out of the business. We were just like, I don't know, just in this funky place. And she said, why aren't you telling people about the water projects you're doing? You're so passionate about that, and I think people will be attracted. And so I said to Tom, why don't you just put a paragraph in your presentation and we deliver a pre-listing packet, and then they'll just read about it, and if they want to ask about it more, they will. Well, he went up against six other very talented real estate professionals in a $1 million-plus listing, and he got it. And when he called them back, they said to him, it's because of that water piece. We want to be part of that. And so that, like, kind of opened our eyes to say, people really do want to know. And, you know, it's not it's not why they should use us. You know, I mean, people should use us in real estate because we're going to serve them with excellence and take care of that transaction. But
sure.
It is that added bonus that people get to be part of it.
Well, when people know the why behind the why, you know, they there's a purpose to your business. And as you said, you know, now you've served so many different areas and making such a difference in that regard. And another story that I think needs to be said, Sandy, is that you actually have staff, the people in the Corrigan Group, who align with that project mentality. And so you're affecting the local area here as well.
Yes, we do. And in fact, our whole staff does two things to be involved in things beyond just providing real estate services. One is the water, and then locally we helped an organization called James Resource Network purchase the first home for a single mom in the South Metro Denver area because there's such a lack of housing when a woman or a man, it's usually single moms, but you know, we help single parent families, and if they get displaced, often have to move out of the community and somewhere else because there's no affordable housing. And so we're calling it attainable housing because we want to help those people get back on their feet and be able to own that house or another house. And so that was our first kind of foray into something of that nature, big project. But it's really exciting. We have a mom and two kids living in the first home we helped buy, and we want to see a lot more of that happen. And so our whole team, you know, is writing checks and, I don't know, our business is increasing. Go figure.
I think there are principles at work.
Well, and Sandy and Tom, you have an incredible culture. You have a huge hearts for coaching and for helping and lifting others up, not just in the community, but within your own, with your own team as well. As you and Tom put together your real estate business and started to see it successful. And of course you kind of alluded to this. At one point you were thinking of getting out of it. Like, is this really the vehicle? What word of advice would you give to somebody who's just really struggling with should I continue down this path that I'm on today?
I think as business owners or people starting, you know, something new, it's really easy in the beginning to think, oh, it's going to be fun and it's going to be easy and it's going to be like this. And it never is. And so if you don't have some significant why, and here's a point I want to make. Sometimes you just don't. I mean, sometimes it's like, this is a really great opportunity. We can do this. We have skills and talents. We're going to make some money. And that's great because it gives you the impetus to get into it. Then as time goes on, I think all of us, and even as we get older, look for that significance piece. And it really is like you ought to look at just about that pinnacle where you're ready to just cash it in and quit is the time. You want to step back and hire a coach, get a trusted friend, somebody to talk through it with you, because that's probably the moment that you can make the biggest leap and jump, because you can tap into that greater purpose that you got into something with. Because real estate's just a vehicle to do this, and it's a really good one because of the resources we can create.
Yeah, you know, and I agree with that. I'm reminded of a meme that I saw this morning, Sandy. It says, no matter how you feel, get up, dress up, show up, and never give up. And if you've got a higher purpose behind that, all the more reason that will motivate you. How do you guys get the word out, Sandy? Because, you know, the biggest concern so many small business owners have is that, you know, we're doing this. It's noble. It's good. But how do we get the word out? What are you guys doing that's being successful?
Well, I think from a branding standpoint, or from a consistent messaging standpoint, you have to figure out what you're going to say to people. And then you have to put it on everything and in everything. We, I will admit, did for several years, almost 5 years, a lot of internet lead generation. Now, from a branding standpoint, you can have websites and landing pages that tell a little bit of a story. But I'll be honest with you, about a year and a half ago, we said, we're not, we've talked about this before on the show, we are not getting back to the people who helped us build our business in the first place.
Yeah.
And we have to get back to face-to-face and belly-to-belly and all of that. And so now what we're doing is having coffee and glasses of wine and dinners and events, and we're now able to have a deeper conversation about what's going on in our clients' lives and what we're doing in this regard with water and attainable housing.
Mm. You had
so
me at dinner and wine.
A postcard, you know, that just gets tossed in the, you know, wastebasket or a website where you have a blank. It's a conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a conversation. And it's a fantastic conversation to have. Sandy, what's the best way for our audience to get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can call us at 303-284-8700, 303-284-8700, or they can find us at thecorrigangroup.com, thecorrigangroup.com.
Absolutely. Sandy Corrigan, principal owner, founder of the Corrigan Group, and you know, folks, if you need somebody to partner with you on the purchase or sale of your home, why not partner with somebody who's making a difference in the world, in real people's lives, and in our local community, real people's lives.
Right. And if you're sitting there thinking, okay, maybe I need a different path in my life as well, you know, what they do for training and, you know, at the Corrigan Group for getting you set up and into the real estate career.
Right there.
Yeah, that is definitely worthwhile as well. So make sure you give them a call, 303-284-8700. Sandy, thanks so much for being with us today.
All right. We appreciate her very, very much. Folks, don't go anywhere. We've got more positive business talk just ahead. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network. Back after these messages.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at extremerelationshipmanagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. It's just that simple. Interact with us. Grab the app, leave a fan brag. Better yet, call 855-FAN-BRAG. Tell us who's getting it right in business, and we'll talk to you live here on the show. And if you get to that number, 855-FAN-BRAG, after the show, well, we'll record your fan brag and play it like this.
Hi, Greg. I'm Holly Clear with the Social Media Advisor, and I am calling today about Bowman Heating and Air. It is a hot summer in Colorado. And let me tell you, if you don't have air conditioning that's working, you feel my pain when you understand how warm it's been the last few weeks. Bowman Heating and Air can definitely help not only cool your home, but your business as well. They've got some refrigeration services, heating and cooling solutions. They came in and did a service and maintenance on my furnace. And what we discovered was in a few years, we're probably going to have an upgrade. But they didn't try to sell me an upgrade when they came to service it. They just provided the service, which made everything work better, more efficiently. And I didn't even know that servicing your furnace was a thing. I knew you'd change out your filters, but I didn't realize that you should do it on an annual basis. So they provided great education, complimentary, of course, and provided a service that was just really wonderful for my family. And didn't try to go in and sell us anything, unlike a lot of different HVAC companies have done. So highly recommend Bowman Heating and Air for all your heating, air conditioning, refrigeration needs for your business or your home. They can be reached at 303-622-6502. I'm Holly Clear with the Social Media Advisor.
And there you go. There you go. There's a fan brag from Holly. We appreciate her. Bowman Heating and Air. You can find them online, bowmanhvac.com. That number, once again, 303-622-6502. And that comes in from Holly Clear, who is the social media advisor, thesocialmediaadvisor.com.
Yeah, here in Denver, we've got Denver Startup Week coming in a few weeks. And right now, hundreds of social media experts, marketing experts, business experts are vying for spots to speak to the group that attends Denver Startup Week. And you can vote for your favorites. Many Experience Pros members have submitted their proposals to speak at Denver Startup Week. Holly Claire is one of
them. Absolutely.
So make sure you follow her online and vote for her in Denver Startup Week. Thanks, Holly, for the fan brag. And that's how you do it. You call, you tell us what you love about somebody else. And isn't that great? You know, here was a company who just came in service. I'm with her. I didn't know that it was a thing you had to do, service your air conditioner, right?
Yeah, it just works.
And, until it doesn't. But the fact that they just came and provided excellent customer service without trying to upsell her. And then give the contact information for the company you are fan bragging about. And then tell us who you are so we can let our audience know who's bragging about great customer service. Because we know that if you've taken the time out of your day to brag about somebody else, that you offer great customer service as well. So make sure you check out Holly Clear, the social media advisor online as well. All right. So there was a petition went around. A group of interns started a petition at their work. And they thought that they could rally together and get the dress code change. Turned out, it ended up costing them their job.
Wait a minute. Okay, so a bunch of interns didn't like the dress code?
Right. Well, they felt like the dress code was not – there were some people that the dress code was being made exceptions for. And so because some exceptions had been made, they felt like they could have exceptions made for them as well.
And let me just see if I understand it correctly. These guys are interns.
Interns.
They're trying out for the job.
Right. So even though they say the division I was hired to work for doesn't deal with clients or customers, there was a very strict dress code. I felt the dress code was overly strict. And I wasn't going to say anything, but until I noticed that somebody else wore a different pair of shoes. Either flat shoes or running shoes, even though both of those things were contrary to the dress code. So because they saw somebody else wearing something that was contradictory to the dress code.
And there's trouble from the beginning of that sentence.
So they went, you know, to say, well, can I also wear tennis shoes? They went to the manager. The manager said no, right? But this other person's allowed to wear the tennis shoes. So they decided they were going to rally together as the interns and have a petition signed. We're asking for a more business casual dress code, outlining the types of footwear they felt were more appropriate, not to have to wear suits or blazers, but in favor of a more casual but still professional dress code.
Oh, and we'll sign a petition.
And we're going to sign a petition.
And
we're
going to
rally together.
We're going to submit
because,
it to the man.
Because we are a group.
Because, yes,
right?
and interns.
Right? So
unpaid staff who are trying out for a job.
Yeah, they got their walking orders.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, shocked they were, right?
How old are these interns? Are they millennials?
They probably are
surprise.
College age students, right? They were shocked, and you know, it was a welcome to reality moment, right? But here's the thing: we're talking about emotional intelligence. Now, yes, you've just gotten out of school or you're going to school and you have a skill set, and probably all your life you've shown up and gotten a trophy for showing up. And when the group all rallies together and says, we don't like the way something is, you know, the moms all get together and say, you know, we don't like the way something is, and we get it changed.
Okay. Right? Okay. Let us begin. When you see what's going on with the Joneses and you want their stuff, that's strike one. Stop comparing yourself to other people and saying,
and
I deserve
that. They get to,
anything.
So I deserve to get it too,
no,
right?
You
so
don't.
This is a lesson in emotional intelligence or EQ.
Or
as
emotional
called.
Unintelligence.
Right? So here's some lessons, right, for that somebody actually took the time to write down for this group of interns. Number one, it pays to get perspective from the right people, right? Not necessarily your peers, right? Everybody who feels like, okay, I don't want to wear these shoes anymore. I want to wear tennis shoes. She says, you know, nothing necessarily wrong with getting the opinion of your peers.
Sure.
Except for one thing, all similar viewpoints, as well as job and life experience. None of them had any job experience or life experience.
Well, now you still don't have job experience.
Right? When you're involved in an emotional situation at work, it's advantageous to get perspective from someone else who's older and wiser than you. And to let you know that aggressive communication begs for aggressive behavior.
Well, our friends out in Missouri say that we get all thumbs up on that story. Come on, folks. We got to take a quick break for top of the hour news and station ID, but we'll be back with more positive business talk right after this.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.